Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are going to see in 1 Samuel chapter 29, God extend mercy in David's time of distress and misery. But I want us to remember that there's something bigger going on than just God working in David's life. God was working for the future of Israel and for us. 1 Samuel is all about having the right type of king over your life. Saul was not the right type of king, but he was exactly what the people had asked for. In fact, there's an eerie comparison between Saul and Achish. Both kings benefited from David's military might. Both kings brought David close into their ranks. But Saul didn't trust David and was paranoid about him when he had no reason to be. And Achish, on the other hand, was fond of David and trusted David when he had no reason to do such a thing. And what we see from this comparison is that Saul is like the other kings of the nations in that neither of them had any spiritual insight at all. But David was a man after God's own heart, and God is able to provide Israel with what they needed. Not a king like the other nations, but a king sensitive to God and to God's word. The Philistines could not thwart God's mission of providing the right type of king for Israel. They could not keep David from becoming king of Israel because God's providence protected David and delivered David. So we see that there is a plan, and God owns the plan and runs the plan and executes the plan, which should cause us today to be eager to join in God's plan. God's plan didn't end with providing Israel a king. That was only part of it. God's plan was to have his kingdom proclaimed throughout all the earth to all peoples in all times. And that plan is still in effect today. In fact, as you pray today, please remember Brian Reisner and his family, our missionaries proclaiming the kingdom of God in Romania. And also remember the NACUSA LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Malawi and Tanzania.